Why write? We are all animals communicate, but only one kind of animal speaks. All animals think, but only one kind of animal writes. We have won the game of evolution, and although we may be lovers of animals, although we may respect animals, and although we may perhaps paradoxically believe in being humane to animals, only the clinically insane actually regard animals as people. We have come first in the race of nature, and when we really consider this, there are only a few features of the human specimen that actually distinguish us from the rest of the animal kingdom. One of which is literacy. Literacy refers to the ability to read for knowledge and write coherently and think critically about the written word. And guess what? 99% of the people in this country are literate. Congratulations, you're one of the privileged many. And how often do we ever get to say those words together, privileged and many? There is an axiom that history is written by the winners, or victors. But why is this? Well, on the one hand, a conquered civilization may not have thought that writing a diary was a top priority. But the truth of it is that most people couldn't have, even if they had wanted to. History is written by the winners, because historically, the losers didn't write. We use words because they are our best method of communication that we have. They are remarkable. They paint pictures with our minds. They literally make what isn't there actually there. They create what Quintilian, the classical orator and rhetorician, would call visiones, incredible real images created in the mind by words. This meant you needn't experience something to experience something. Visiones are a kind of reality, and they can be just as meaningful as anything else. We already know this. Realities painted by the word, written and spoken, from the terrifying ghost story told to us in our youth that keeps us from sleeping, to the harrowing written testament of the Holocaust survivor. We are readers of words, but we are also painters with words because we write. Put it down on paper. In translating the word of God from Latin to English, men and women were imprisoned, men and women were killed. Such is the power of words. Simple men and women, working men and women like us, were not allowed to hear the word of God. We were not qualified, not been valuable enough, not worthy. I say, fuck that, and read. To read is to educate, not only in a scholarly way, not only in an instructive way, certainly not in a Catholic, or should we say solipsistic, prescription. But to be aware, be made careful to know. Literacy is a coherence of understanding the word. Despite some protestations and beguiling jibes and jives of my colleagues, I read and write indiscriminately, high and low art, what a few have read and what most have read, and I write for the pleasure of seeing my words on a page, a mind becoming physical, something travelling from my head to the world and being read, understood by others. This is words. Words are thoughts. Words are pragmatic. They help us navigate the world, but they are imaginative. They help us navigate the world. Do not discriminate in what you allow yourself to experience. Experience everything, but know the differences. Not all writing is true. Most is a lie, a fiction. Most of what you write will be opinion, interpretation, but that's cool, yeah? All should be considered if it exists, quite apart from taste and judgment. Just as The Guardian is not the Daily Mail, both exist and neither should be ignored, apart from the Daily Mail, if whose printing presses were destroyed and no further copies of the Daily Mail were printed ever again. The world would improve overnight, but I digress. I can't spell and it bothers me, not because I think I'm stupid, but because it slows me down that little bit more than I would like. Too often I need to hit Alt-Command-L while spilling my fragmented, badly spelt word spew in Microsoft Word. Literary vomit, making me gag as I hold the words in my mouth while I search for the correct order of the letters. And don't get me started on the frustrations of not being able to touch type. Oh, to be a woman pre-1980 and be made to learn to type without looking at the keyboard. Not really. Well, not that I'm unhappy being a woman per se, more that women have had a pretty shitty time of it for a couple of thousand years now, and more importantly still are, despite the inflated and vacuous column crap printed by the aforementioned newspaper. Don't believe the hype, said Flavor Flav of Public Enemy, but do read it, says Oliver Bray, an equally gifted rap artist. But really, deep down, this is what it comes down to. I write because in making a mark, I may make a mark. You will write so that you may have a voice.